It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local art scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. The Vienna Philharmonic has revoked honors it bestowed on six Nazi officials during Hitler's reign in Austria and Germany. The action was taken at the annual meeting of members of the orchestra, which is self-governing, on October 23rd. The news service Reuters reported on the meeting from Vienna last week. Those stripped of their honors included Baldur von Schirach, the governor of Vienna from 1940 to 1945, and Arthur Seyss-Inquart, a minister in Hitler's cabinet. Both were convicted of crimes against humanity at the Nuremberg trials, and Seyss-Inquart was sentenced to death. The orchestra hired three historians doing a thorough accounting of the matter. Their findings were published on the orchestra's website in March and have since been translated into English. Other things that were revealed, the trumpeter Helmut Wobisch was a member of the Nazi Party in the SS and spied on fellow musicians. He was fired by the orchestra after the war, rejoined it in 1947, became its executive director in 1953, and played in it until 1968. On her 24th birthday, country singer Taylor Swift was the one giving the gifts, and one of the gifts was to her local symphony orchestra. News broke last week that the pop country star has made a $100,000 donation to the Nashville Symphony. Symphony has yet to issue a formal announcement, but Nashville Symphony publicist Lori Davis confirmed Swift's donation. It said more information would be provided later. Thank you, Taylor, for supporting musicians and music in the Music City. Tweeted the symphony orchestra, happy birthday. The donation caps a difficult 2013 for the Nashville Symphony, which suffered a financial crisis earlier this year, nearly losing their venue, the Schermerhorn Symphony Center, to foreclosure. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.